Well, good Friday morning. It is the 10th of August, and the eighth fruit of the Spirit that we're going to look at today is the calming fruit of gentleness. Do you find yourself associating the idea of gentleness with weakness? Paul wrote in 1 Thessalonians 2:7, "We were gentle among you, like a mother caring for her little children." He also writes to the Philippians. He says, "Let your gentleness be evident to all." And then Jesus himself said in Matthew 5:5, "Blessed are the gentle, for they shall inherit the earth." Now, if you're like me, when you read Matthew 5:5 and hear gentle, you might say, "Wait a minute, Jesus said, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." Well, that's the way most of us remember it. But literally, it is the same word in the Greek in all three of those passages. It is the word priotes, which means gentle and meek. We associate gentleness or meekness with weakness, something most men and women do not want to project today. However, it is the gentle who will inherit the earth. It will be true that historically it has been with military might that kingdoms have risen and fallen. Yet, what might be true on the battlefield is not true in your living room. And it is there in our families and in our personal relationships where the fruit of the Spirit of gentleness has much more power than brute force. It is not the person who flies off the handle, burns through their short views, and blows their stack with anger and the damaging words that is really in control. Though it can silence the resistance, it only produces a passive-aggressive response that damages the relationship at an even deeper level. It is the person who can remain calm in the face of anger and who can respond with the strength of gentleness that will rule the day. In 39-plus years of marriage, my wife and I have barely ever raised our voices to each other. I learned very early in our marriage that my wife was extremely sensitive to the tone and volume of my voice because she was raised in a home of a verbally abusive father. So over the years, we have been able to discuss our differences in a setting where the volume was kept low. However, one day, about three weeks after the train wreck of my sexual brokenness, I said something, and she leaped to her feet and began to yell at me. Actually, it was more like screaming. She had had enough, and the torrent of anger she was holding inside came spewing out in a long list of adjectives of who she thought I was and against what I had done. I was sitting there on the couch, and she was towering over me, yelling at the top of her lungs. Now, my wife was a former singer and a vocalist, and she had trained in how to properly project her voice for maximum volume at minimal damage to her vocal cords. However, during what seemed to be, to me, a very long time, she called me every name in her very small book of curses. I seriously didn't know if she was going to hit me or not. Amazingly, I sat there thinking, is she going to hit me in the face? What will I do if she hits me in the face? When she finished, she took one of our heavy glasses that was sitting on the end table, hurled it across the room, and it smashed into 100 pieces against the wall. Then she marched upstairs and slammed the bedroom door. By the grace of God, the Holy Spirit, during that process, enabled me to sit still, to not react at all, and in a spirit of gentleness, listen to what I needed to hear. The next day started a two-week period where her damaged vocal cords caused her to be able to barely speak at all. Do others around you see this powerful fruit of the Spirit called gentleness? Do the words you speak and the actions you use toward your spouse and your children and even your friends demonstrate that the Spirit is blessing you with gentleness? There are times when strength and power need to be used, especially in the world of business. However, they are completely out of place when being with others, especially those whom you are called to love. I hope you join me in praying a prayer like this. Holy Spirit, please transform me into a person who is gentle with others. May my words and my actions help those around me to relax, to unclench their fists, and to find comfort in the fact that I am here to help them and not to hurt them. This is John Doyle with 180 Podcasts. I trust you'll have a great day in the Lord. Walk filled with the Spirit. Have on the full armor of God. And allow Him to bear in your life the spiritual fruit of gentleness. God bless you. Have a great day in the Lord. Goodbye.